What a piece of junk.
She'll make 0.5 past lights.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge. Repop. We're doing a little 3.5. We're doing a little something special. You know, sometimes I just want to talk about something in more extent, you know what I'm saying? Take it to a more detailed, more specific, dig into it a little bit. And joining me here is your always and forever co-host,
Christian DeLorean. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, man. So, you already know what we're doing, right?
Exactly. We got something a little special, something a little different. We're mainly just going to be talking about movies that are coming up in the next couple months.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. I mean, I wanted to talk about all the summer releases, you know, since summer's almost here. Pretty much the summer movie season pretty much already started, you know, like these last couple years. It started in pretty much February, you know?
Yeah. The hype train, the hype never dies. Some movie blockbusters never end. But we are living in, like, a cool golden age of, like, dope-ass movies to watch, like, almost all year round. So that's cool.
Yeah, even this year alone, we had Logan already come out. That was pretty good, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Different type of superhero movie, which is summer known for. And this summer's there's no shortage of them. So, you want to just get started on it now?
Yeah, so let's dive right into it. We got a pretty nice list. You guys can even write them around, write them down. You know, look forward to them. So when you guys check out some trailers or go to the movies, you guys got something to watch. But yeah, we got a nice little list.
Exactly. We put it in, you know, chronological order. We're actually going to go through it by date. So, like, you know, by how far away it is. But, you know, okay, I'm going to go with the first one we have right here. And this one comes out on April 14th. Bait of the Furious.
Get it?
Yes. They actually, like, it's not even a joke anymore. There's 8 of these movies. And there's plans to make at least 10.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Like, like they have 10 in mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been actually planning to... Because at this point, I'm like, well, there's going to be 2 more fucking movies. Yeah, dude, I haven't watched at least 5 of the movies.
No, well, I can say I've watched pretty much every single one of them.
Everyone? Oh,
I've sorry. Been there for the lows of the lows and the highs of the highs.
No, yeah, I was at the store and I saw a fucking DVD deluxe set with all 7 movies. I'm just like, wow, there's really 7 of these movies.
Dude, do you remember Newgrounds back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a little off topic, but there was a video on Newgrounds where we, like, made fun of Fast and Furious. It was like, it said like 4 Fast, 4 Furious, because people was like, oh, 4 movies, that's hilarious, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
That's right when 2 Fast, 2 Furious came out.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like, dude, now literally 10 Fast and Furious movies. I think it's a little much, but I'm not going to lie, I like them. Like, they're all right. Of course, they're popcorn movies. The last one was kind of a stretch. I think they should just stop with the last one. There's nowhere else you can really go. And literally, besides space, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
After a while, it's about the money.
Have no idea, where the hell this shit's going. Because even looking at the trailer for the new one, I fucking saw. I mean, obviously.
Oh, you know, let's not get started on that.
Like, fucking is allegedly betraying everyone, his familia. How can you do that?
Right,
man?
He's pulling an Optimus Prime. Because that's exactly what Optimus Prime is doing. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, I figured maybe one of these days I'll get around to just just probably banging through all of them. Just because. Like, I like a little movie night. But that's pretty much. Like, I don't know. It's almost becoming like Expendables with cars.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they just put a mash cast together and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much all we can say about that. It's regular cast, same people's in it who's been in it before. Vin Diesel, Rock. You get what you pay for. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's not, yeah, you're not expecting something
easy
different.
Easy going movie, you know, easy to watch. expect DLC and whatever racing game is going to be popular for Fast and Furious. You know, no surprise.
Of course. I'm pretty sure they already have it in Rocket League.
Oh, yeah, see, there we go.
Prophecy. It's like the company wants money or something.
Ding, ding.
Even though the last movie did make like $1.7 billion.
Yeah, man.
So, I don't blame them. And yeah, Universal, if you think about Universal, what other properties they really have that's earning that type of money?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to... Like I said, shout out to fucking Fast and Furious. Right. Do they have titles right, for the 9th and 10th one?
I don't even know.
I mean, they might as well plan ahead.
Hate thy number. I don't know. I can't think of any nine puns besides German nine puns, and that's just played out.
Gotcha. I'll never attempt to make one of those then. Future reference.
Exactly. Alright, well, there's nothing really else coming out that I saw that weekend, so we're just going to skip to the next week. And it's a huge movie coming out May 5th. Can you guess what it is? I'm pretty sure you already know what it is.
Yes, May 5th.
You know, everybody already knows.
I hope, because you know I'm excited for it. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Dose. Was it Volume 2? Is that officially what it's called? But yeah, I know I'm hyped for it. It's like Guardians 1. It set the bar as far as like it was a balance between expanding the universe, because you know, so now we're not on Earth. It's just on the far reaches of the cosmos. It also had a dope soundtrack that went, you know, with the story, with the movie, and it wasn't like a cheesy kind of score. So that's I don't know. I think that made it easier to just kind of listen to and like watch the movie. So
yeah.
The second one, what's the main conflict of this one? I know we're gonna meet Star Lord's dad. Other than that, I don't really
see.
Know.
Here's the thing. I might not be able to really help you on that, because I know for a fact I haven't watched anything besides the first trailer they came out with. I know they came out with another one. And I've been trying to stay back on it, man, because I don't want to walk in that theater. I want to be in that movie like I was for the first one, because oh my god, that you can. And I mean, speaking of, like, you can tell that type of style. It's just, I don't know, man. Marvel just hit a spot with it. And some people are taking the wrong message from that movie because how the soundtrack was. Because now people are just shoving songs in just to shove them in. But
exactly.
That,
yeah.
That actually went with the movie. It felt like a part of it. It was, a character, you know, in
exactly.
the movie.
Exactly.
And
that's
the cassette
so
actually
dumb
meant
dumb.
Something, you know?
Exactly. Like, it wasn't cheesy, it wasn't just blockbuster songs, you know, hits.
His Walkman is his only connection he has to his past life, like, you know?
It was Earth, yeah, you know. Earthling growing up away from Earth. Being abducted by aliens, all he had was that. So, yeah, no, dude, trust me, it was well done.
Right, but, so, like, my expectations for the second one are high. And I'm not expecting to be really, I hope not, man. But, I mean, it'd be cool. I mean, well, let's see. We have James Gunn returning. He's director from the first one. Of course, Chris Pratt's back in it, reprising his role as Star-Lord. Zoe Saldana is playing Gamora again. And we, you know, Dave Bautista. We got Bradley Cooper for Rocket. We got pretty much the same cast, but we also have a couple new characters. We have this character from the comics, apparently. It's named Mantis. Her power is to be... She's, like, empathetic. She can feel people's emotions or something.
Okay.
I guess that's a cool power. And, then there's, I think her name Nebula from the first movie. She will be joining the Guardians. Along with Yondu, who was part of, you know, Peter Quill's, like...
The Scavengers or something? What are they called?
The Ravengers. Yeah,
Ravagers, that's
their name. Yeah, but also I think there's a new person, Sylvester Stallone. He'll be in it as, I guess, somebody who's taking control of the Ravengers or something like that.
Okay.
So that's why Yondu. I'm assuming Yondu runs away. But yeah, I've been trying to keep myself, because
the way
spoiled. I'm thinking now is like I want it to be too fresh. I want it to be super fresh when I walk into that theater. You know.
Oh shit! I got blew up. But yeah, that's, like I said, I'm definitely going to be hyped for it. I can't wait to see like how far it expands. the, you know, the universe, but yeah, I don't think they're making any. There's not gonna be any Power Stones in, or Infinity Stones in it, is there?
No. I mean, probably not. Yeah, I think there's only one more Infinity Stone left, but.
Yeah, they'll probably save that for some fucking Black Panther or some shit.
Hopefully. It's rumored that it's gonna be in Thor, but.
Oh, yeah, it could probably be in Thor. I mean, it could be in any one of these kind of movies, like. Defense, time, right. Space. So what do you got for our next film in May?
Okay, well, I mean, that's pretty much all. I mean, Guardians 2 is going to be good. We have the same people. We have a couple new characters added to the crew.
We got bodies.
So, you know, they can't... Yeah, we... I mean, yes, if you guys want to look at the video, you can tell we just lost really bad. It's just Guardians.
Makes hell me hard.
But, all right, but that's it. That's it for Guardians Volume 2. We can't say enough good things. I mean, hopefully we can do a review in the future on the movie on the podcast, and we'll probably share our thoughts on there.
Yeah,
depending on how good it is. All right, but that's pretty much no comp. They didn't put anything else out that week, you know, against it that I can see that interesting.
Everyone
me.
Knows better.
Yes, I hope they do. I hope people are actually thinking. But I guess 2 weeks from then. No wait. Hold on. Actually, well, I guess on a Monday. No. 2 weeks from then, we have Alien Covenant. We already spoke about that.
Yeah, we spoke
on. I think it was what, episode 2.
It was episode 2. I think when we talked about that.
Yeah. So that's just when that's coming out. Just letting people know. I don't really have much more to say about the subject.
No. Yeah, they can check out the video because I think that was the latest trailer when we talked about it on episode 2. But yeah, the actual date for that is May 19th. So that's just you know more details. But I know you're hype about the next fucking movie because I know I'm not a big fan of the franchise per se. But I remember you used to have those fucking DVDs.
I had the second one, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll just go into that one. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you start
that
out.
Is fucking Pirates of the Caribbean 5. So that's going, what, May 26th? Do they have, like, a subtitle, or is it just called number 5?
It's Oh, I didn't even... You know what? There is Dead Men Tell No Tales, or Tell No Lies, or something like that. Yeah, I have, dude. All right. Dude, I do like the first and second Pirates Caribbean. Third one is like, what the fuck? Fourth one, horrible. I don't even know. Couldn't even pay attention to that one. Oh. So I already know this fifth one's going to be terrible.
Trash.
I love watching Johnny Depp in movies, but sometimes he just... I don't know what it is. So I'm not hyped about it. I'm just saying, I wonder why they're even making this movie, honestly.
Dude, to be honest, I'm going to keep it 2000 with you. I didn't even know this movie was coming out until literally... yesterday when I saw the list, I was like, what the hell? They're coming out with a number 5.
Yes. After they... And they... I was like, dude, they came out with number 4. Like, that's what a lot of people were thinking.
Hey, well, shout out to Disney. You know, it's gonna make enough money.
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's the only reason they're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
They
got the game by the nuts.
Oh, I mean... And that's another thing. Like, it comes out... At like what, 3 weeks? 3 weeks after Guardians, so it's like, damn, are they gonna give Guardians any breathing room? Like, they're trying to. If they're really trying to sweep, I'm pretty sure Guardians might make more that weekend before. More that weekend than Pirates, and that'd be sad. And
well,
this
see,
third week would probably make more.
Yeah, now that I think about it for like 2 seconds, maybe obviously they're gonna have a trailer. At Guardians of the Galaxy for Pirates of the Caribbean. And then I guess since it's going to be so fresh in people's mind, they're going to be like, okay, let's get this movie out soon. Because, yeah, if you just drop it in the middle of a fucking year or a random time, people probably won't care about it. Because, I mean, like I said, I know I don't care about Pirates of the Caribbean at all. Like I said, who knows? Maybe they're just trying to feed off traction from Guardians.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think that's what they're just doing. Disney is in every facet of everything. You can't just get away from it now.
They're just trying to keep you
watching
Disney
competitor.
Movies. Yeah. And yeah, they're all, they're, I mean, they're making all the moolah.
Oh, yes. If you look at it, yes, yearly, they're making a lot. Even WB is actually kind of chipping in a little bit, too. But, all right, well yeah, that's just business talk, whatever. But, yeah, for the... let's see. Well, coming out... Oh, here we go.
Do you like ass and titties? Well, then this next movie's for you.
Right. Were you a 13-year-old boy in 1993 who didn't have access to high-speed or even low-speed internet? Did you have to jack off to whatever you could grab or deal with? Well, this movie will probably be just for you.
Oh, man. And that movie is? Doogly Moogly?
Baywatch. They're actually remaking this. With the success of, like, what, 22 Jump Street and all those other TV show remake movies, I guess it makes sense.
Kinda, yeah, right? Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's bring everything back.
Let's just do it. All right, hit on that 90s nostalgia. Now we're into 90s nostalgia now. We're actually into it now. We're the old guys now.
Yeah, definitely. Hella into it. Knees deep.
We're the people who's going to be disappointed when they... Well, I've already been disappointed by some of these turtles. Even though the second one wasn't too bad. But let's just not... See, that goes to show how much I care about this Baywatch movie. I mean, the cast seems interesting because it's got The Rock and Zac Efron in it.
Yeah, those are only two people I know that's in it so far. But is this supposed to be set in the past, or is it going to be like present day, but it's still on the same beach?
I'm not even sure. Honestly, I'm not even sure. I'm pretty sure it's present. From the trailers, what I saw, it looks like it's just regular present day.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff is eventually going to make a cameo.
I mean, why not? I'm pretty sure he's going to make the cameo. It's supposed to be a shocker, but it's like, I'm pretty sure we all saw this. Because, there's no way he's backing down from making a cameo or... showing his face.
Of course. I mean, what else does he have to do? He's the Hoff, man. He's always right.
Try eating those fucking...
Don't get drunk with him, though. Don't take him out, because you already know what he's going to be doing at the end of the night.
Let's go find a burger spot.
Alright, so we still need a clip of that. Just inside this. I'm sorry. I demand this.
He always trying to make late night run.
Oh my god. Just mom okay. Why is that the funniest thing ever? I don't understand, man.
Definitely like classic. Yeah. So what's her? But yeah, who else is in the movies? Was it Zac Efron and fucking...
Zac Efron, The Rock, and I'm not sure who... I didn't really... I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a lot of other, comedians you've seen in other movies, like Judd Apatow type of movies. So,
who's
good
making
on
this
them.
Movie?
Oh yeah, I did not even write... Dude, I didn't write down no directors or anything.
No, that's cool, dude.
I was just gonna go straight off the dome.
Oh yeah,
I know. We want to go with that. F. Gary Gray is doing Fast and Furious 8. I'm pretty sure it's the same dude who just straight out of Compton, and he's been doing a lot of movies, but retroactively retconning right now,
real time retcon. How's that?
Yeah. Like retro continuity, like just going back and changing something.
Oh yeah, of course.
Just for anybody who wanted to know.
Yeah. We good.
Okay. We're back. Right, and then Baywatch, I have no idea who the director is for that.
Yeah.
Probably just, I don't want to talk dirty on the guy because I don't even know who it is.
Yeah.
It's somebody who's getting a nice check for it.
You know what? I would love to break into the industry of theirs. Just like, all right, Christian, here goes the movie. Can you handle it? I had a nice crew. And I was like, you know what? We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, have some fun on the set. I'm pretty sure it was too bad. I'm pretty sure The Rock doesn't seem like a diva.
All right. It's like, God, we get it, Rock. We smell what you're cooking.
Right. Oh. We get it. You've been cooking it, okay? Like, are you done?
Yeah, that'd probably be dope.
Perpetual, as eternal.
As long as Vin Diesel don't show up on set, you know, no one might get scrapped up.
Oh, of course, you know. Hey. That might be the end credit scene. This summer, we're taking the family to the beach. Alright.
I think that's it for May, right?
May 26th, Baywatch. This is the end of May. That's it. So, that's 2 months down, pretty much. And June seems like a packed month. Maybe it's just like, I saw a lot of things in June.
Yeah.
I mean...
We got a nice section for June coming up.
Which is actually pretty nice. Even though there's still a lot of movies coming out in July and August, too. But I wanted to do it quarterly. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems neater that way.
That's cool.
Like seasons, I guess. I don't know. But, okay. Well, for the next movie that comes out, June 2nd? My little brother, CFX, he definitely was hyped for this movie. I remember him talking about it the day the trailer dropped. And even before. He was telling me about the cast and everything. But, it's the Captain Underpants movie. You know about this, right?
Yeah, I saw it. It looks like, obviously it's CGI. Who makes it? Is DreamWorks making it, or...
I'm pretty sure it's DreamWorks. I'm pretty sure it's DreamWorks. If it's not DreamWorks, is that Blue Sky or whatever?
Yeah, I know I'm 100% down to watch it. Like, I definitely remember probably the first two or three Captain Underpants books. Like, you know, by heart. But shout out to Captain Underpants.
Right.
That's one of those things where you never know you really wanted it. Hello. And you kind of don't know if you still do, but you're like, I guess I'll watch it.
Right, it's something based on something I know, at least, you know.
No, yeah, I'm definitely not
a book. I mean, I definitely didn't read. I mean, I know Jamil, when he was younger, you definitely got to read it. You know, it's more like his speed.
Definitely his shit.
Definitely his shit. So, and plus, I used to see it in those book fair catalogs all the time, but I never really, whenever those book fair catalogs came around, I just looked at the pictures. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really want these books. I know
broke.
I'm not really. Especially if you read it one time, especially those back in the days, I'm not really into reading like this.
Yeah, we grew up with video games, man. It's like, it just, right. We're just natural side effect of that.
I just can't sit still, man.
So who's playing the voices of these characters? Captain Underpants?
I don't remember the names of voice captain.
Or who's involved in
Okay. Well, I know there's two young kids who apparently, you know, hypnotize or whatever. Captain Underpants, whatever. I know Kevin Hart's playing one of the kids. And there's a guy, Thomas Middleditch. From Silicon Valley. And those Verizon Wireless commercials where he drops the mic.
Oh, that dude. I didn't know that dude was a popular actor. I remember that commercial though.
Yes, everybody knows a commercial. That was the end of dropping the mic.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah, that commercial, I see that shit all the time.
Especially when I'm on Hulu or something.
Oh man.
It's done. And then sometimes it will actually play the Sprint one right after that.
Damn.
Directly after it.
They trying to get you on a... Are you watching it on your phone?
You know where he runs up and picks it up and picks up the mic or whatever? When the lady picks up the mic, he's like, hold on. What's blah, 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 blah? So I'm like, dude, they actually have, intercompany continuity. It's so weird. You got a rivalry, but you guys make sure you have, the same sets and shit. Get out of here.
Yeah, you know what? Because I do remember they did that shit for, that Steve Harvey... fucking T-Mobile commercial, with the little fucking balls and where it's coming down, this is your usage and this and that. I don't know, yeah, they just, I know what you mean. It's like the shared commercial cell phone universe. But I guess that's dope. I need to watch the trailer for it. I know they got one up. I'm gonna actually check it out. Cause to be honest, I don't even remember what Captain Underpants is about anymore. I just remember, actually, you know.
Oh no! I just remember the hypnotism, and once that sparked me in the trailer, like I totally forgot. Like I know he was a principal. I didn't know he was mean to him. That's why they did it. I can't remember who's playing. Man, I should actually look that up, but it's probably just
Will
Ferrell or something. Okay, good.
Professor Pooper Pants is Nick Kroll.
That Nick Kroll plays the villain, the one with the giant toilet, I think.
Poopy Pants. Yeah, Professor Poopy Pants. Captain Underpants is Ed Helms. I don't know, like his face is familiar.
Okay.
I didn't know that was
his
name.
He's the guy, you ever watch the later seasons of The Office?
Yeah, he's in Office.
He's the guy who, he's got to go after. And he's in the Hangover movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who always gets fucking
fucked up.
Pretty much loses a tooth, gets a tattoo, marries a stripper in the first movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck wow.
So yeah, kids
living
movies.
Lifestyle.
I mean, the animation does look good in the movie from what I've seen.
It looks pretty crazy.
I haven't seen that Peanuts movie, but it looks kind of similar to that.
That's what I was about to say, yeah. I would definitely put it in the same category as the Peanuts movie. At least that's what I can pull from the
like,
style.
Like, it looks
animation.
2D, but it's still 3D.
Yeah. I'm hyped, dude. I actually want to watch the Peanuts one, too, because I know I definitely haven't seen it.
It's on HBO Go. I think so. I'm pretty sure it's still on there. Well, there you guys go. Some homework. Okay. Well. Alright, well, so we'll see. We got this is coming out the same weekend. We have, like, one of the, most notable, most known female superheroes ever. And that's Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Wonder Woman! I don't know how the song goes. That's the only words I know of it. I was like, dum 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 dum, something like that. But yeah, okay, that comes out the same weekend.
Captain Underpants.
How you feeling? Yeah,
movie
same weekend as Captain Underpants.
Time to go movie hop.
Counter programming, I guess. Yep. You know.
But
judging Wonder Woman, it'll probably be what? It'll probably be rated R, just like all the other DCEU movies. Probably be PG-13, but then they're gonna come out with another extended cut. I totally forgot about that. Never mind.
To be honest,
that's what's gonna happen.
Like, I've seen maybe like that first trailer, but I haven't seen like the first like official trailer. I think I probably saw like the original teasers like back in the day. But yeah, dude, I have no idea what this Wonder Woman movie is gonna be about. But I'll watch it. I know they're in the past though. Are they gonna go to the past and to the present? Are they just gonna like?
It has to do something with that picture that was in. It has to do something with that picture she was looking for in Batman v Superman. So that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she's going to the. She was looking for that picture and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, and then like she'll like phase and be like, oh, this is my time back in World War I. A superhero during the war. Like, this basically puts in continuity that Wonder Woman was a superhero first. She was a superhero before any of the other ones were even born. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
And then just, I was like, oh, I'm gonna take like an 80-year break. I'm cool.
Maybe she went back to,
Oh, wait, there's a bad guy in the Superman fighting? Oh,
it's
well, a
game. Perfect timing.
Might as well just hop in. Oh, dude. It was intense. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, that fits. But people were like, oh, it's guitars. I'm like, so what? It's Wonder Woman. Give her... At least it's memorable. That's
right?
The thing.
Give her some shit.
At least when I hear it, I think Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying? Or at least Batman v Superman.
That's
a good
bad.
Thing.
Definitely not bad.
Tell me Captain America's theme. Can we hum Captain America's theme or Thor's theme?
Exactly.
From the movies? No.
Nope. So, hey, it is what it is.
Alright, but, yeah, so Wonder Woman. It looks good. I'm worried. The action looks great. That's all I'm going there for. I already know the actress. I mean, we've seen her in Batman v Superman, so she's going to be probably really stilted, but hopefully Chris Pine, who's gonna be playing Steve Trevor, her love interest, even though, I mean, this is like, what, World War One, so 1918, isn't that around when World War One happened? So, like, he's definitely probably dead in the current universe, but whatever, we see him pretty much Captain America, Peggy Carter type situation. Yeah, speaking of the Captain America situation, she's also fighting in a war, and they also give they're also giving her a shield now. So I'm just like, whatever. More imagery I like, so whatever. Action looks good. Hopefully her performance doesn't detract from the movie. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Direction looks good. I don't know how they're gonna darken it up and gritty it up DC style. Whose mother's name's gonna be the same as hers, you know?
Yeah. Someone's head's gonna get chopped off.
Right. Oh, of course. You're gonna see like Amazonians in the past would kill me. And then there's somebody just slow motion cutting somebody's head off.
Slow motion dying by Snoo Snoo.
Girl. Death by Snoo Snoo. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of death by Snoo Snoo. Speaking of. There's literally no transition.
It's just an abrupt cartwheel. Unless I'm talking about in a tight hallway, you might kick somebody.
Broken hip or something. But okay, June 9th we have what? A reboot of a reboot. Is Universal? They're putting their foot out in the Universal Monster Universe again. I guess they're trying to hand again after failures with what, the Dracula: The Untold Story and Wolfman, where they were trying to actually, you know, have an ongoing movie universe with their monster properties. Well, I guess they're going with their first one. I guess their first new attempt is The Mummy. I'm not sure if the Dracula still has been rebooted. They're kind of still in continuity. They're up in the air until anybody dismisses it. But we have The Mummy. It's basically starring Tom Cruise, too. So mix that in there, too. That's what to expect when you're going to that theater. Yeah. Even though, the other Mummy was, only 20 years ago? If you actually think about it, that was a while ago. Yeah. Well, they were like, what, 98, 99?
Hey, yeah, those movies are dope, though. Well, they're not bad. I've never seen the third one. And if there was a fourth one, I don't know.
Seen the third one. I know I've seen the third one for sure. One with Jet Li, where he turns into a freaking dragon. Oh, wow. Dude. And then there's Yetis. Playing. Kicking a field goal.
Oh, yeah. I definitely haven't seen that one.
And they change the actress, too. Who plays mom. Okay. But that has nothing to do with this movie now. I guess they're rebooting it. The mummy is now a female. For some reason.
Okay.
So,
this is crazy. I didn't know they were going to make all their monster movies like fucking connect. Do they got like a Frankenstein's movie coming up or some shit?
That's the thing. In this movie, I guess they're going to try to do it because the Dracula Untold story was supposed to be it. Wolfman with Benicio Del Toro back in 2009 was supposed to be the first time, so they had to reboot after that. But now, in this movie, I guess they're going to try to backdoor pilot them now because, this movie, it has, the mummy chick or whatever, but also there's going to be a Dr., Dr. Jackal or whatever, there's going to be Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde. So that's...
Yeah, Mr. Hyde.
Russell Crowe's going to be playing that character, so they're probably trying to...
Okay. That's not bad. He looks fucking crazy. And he's going to be sometimes. In there. that's not a bad role for him. I can see him doing that. Dr. Giacomo, then he just starts fucking tripping out.
I don't know if he's gonna actually Hulk out or nothing. Maybe it'll just, but he's already in it. And according to rumors, that's been 2 years ago before this movie, Mummy movie even came out. There was a Johnny Depp supposed to be playing the Invisible Man too. Also, so they have their actors, their cast. They're just waiting to just hopefully one becomes actual success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know they were being that's the only problem. About their movies, the monster movies. I thought The Mummy was just remaking The Mummy.
No, they're trying to connect it, but I guess hey, Tom Cruise is enough star power they need.
You gotta make everything connect now.
Yeah. Of course, it's gotta be connected universe. Apparently, oh man, I don't even, since this is a little off topic for anybody who don't want to listen to this, they can skip forward, have time codes. But I think the company Hasbro's been trying a long time to try to get all their properties together. They've been trying their hardest. The G.I. Joe and the Transformers and stuff, they're trying to actually, like, merge them into one universe.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. But yeah, okay. Let's go to, the next week. Next week is another pretty, I guess, big movie. Movie that's probably going to make a lot of money. Cars 3.
What is this?
Cars 3 is next weekend. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the car movies in general?
I really hate the second one. Yeah, second one is. Couldn't even finish it. Like, I literally couldn't watch it.
Damn.
Like, I literally could not, like, look at it. I fell asleep so many times trying to watch a movie. It wasn't a Cars movie. It should have been a straight DVD movie. That was the problem. But, from the. Did you watch the trailer they had for this? The new one?
Oh, dude, I'm actually. I have no interest in the Cars movies. I feel like the Cars movies are what fucking ruined
Pixar
movies. Yeah. Because but I was kind of like.
Definitely. Cars 2 was horrible. Yes.
Because yeah. Cars 1, I just was like. Ugh. And then it came out with the plane, and then it came out with all this other stuff, and I'm like, but we're not going to get the Incredibles 2. We got time to make all these dumbass movies. Like, I guess that's nice.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
We got a Finding Dude. Dory, but I'm like, okay, well, that's cute, but I'm like, what the hell is going on in this bitch?
And well, there is an Incredibles 2 coming out. It is scheduled.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like...
Before, but yeah, Cars 2, Cars already got 3 movies. Planes got, like, what, 5 movies? So, like, what the hell?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I figured the only reason they liked it is because the
merchandising, man.
Exactly.
Of course.
Because, dude, they shared an aisle with, like, fucking Hot Wheels. They're, like, usually right next to Hot Wheels that fucking, like, Toys R Us and shit. You know? It's good. And I think they were made by, like, similar shit. Like, all the kind of, like, die-cast metal cars. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. People fucking collect those things. So maybe that's why Cars had that little thing going for them. I don't know.
Life is a highway.
I just don't think I'll ever, like, watch one of those movies. Like, I'll probably go through and try to marathon a bunch of Pixar movies.
The first one was very formulaic. You already know what the first one's about, and I can tell you what the first one's about. I'll just tell you, Lightning McQueen, he's the hot shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hot shot, and he's on his way to a race. Something happens on his way to the race.
He blows his load. He gets a flat. Oh no.
And he's stuck in a town for a little bit. Then he becomes a better human being. Or automobile thing.
Right.
With eyes. And the world doesn't make any goddamn sense. Let's not even get started on that. But yeah, Cars 3, it's coming out. It's going to make hella money. Even though the trailer, speaking of the trailer, that's what I was talking about. Speaking of the trailer, it did look, it looked way more realistic. It looked like almost, I'm pretty sure this movie is sponsored by NASCAR somehow. Because the way it looked, and you actually see Lightning McQueen crashing, it looks like almost photorealistic. It's like you're watching Gran Turismo, but it's with...
Oh, damn. Yeah.
They're
jumping up.
Like, okay.
I mean,
wait. Yeah, it's crazy.
Might as well at this point.
Might as well. I mean, it's the third movie. You know, you can't get worse than the second. Can't get worse than Mater, Larry the Cable Guy. Like, come on, you're already paying this guy's bills.
Did his character die yet?
No, I don't think so.
No, they probably don't.
I'm pretty sure they can't get rid of him. They can't. No, it's label. This dude, Larry the Cable Guy. He appeals to every single person. Who frequents Walmart? Which is not saying a bad thing about Walmart. I'm just talking about
just their customer base. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a loyal person of the month, you know what I'm saying? But let's not get okay. All right. Well, coming out that same week, I guess, you know, something you might be a little bit more interested in, maybe.
Yeah.
All Eyes on Me. You know what this is about?
Oh, I saw the poster for it. I don't know if there's a trailer for it, but I did see a fucking. Is it just like a? I don't. It's like, I'm sure it's gonna be like what, biopic type shit.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
They finally did it.
Yeah.
They were just waiting until they could cash in properly.
Yeah. I wonder if you know that one movie Notorious? I wonder if it's gonna have that actor in it. That was in that for Biggie.
It's funny how you speak about it. It's by the same company, and he is reprising his role for that.
Oh,
even
yeah?
Even though Tupac was in the Notorious movie, I'm pretty sure. But yeah,
Is it the same actor from that Tupac?
Same actor, yeah.
Okay, so now it's the shared biopic universe.
It's a shared biopic universe besides Tupac. It wasn't the same Tupac in the Notorious movie.
Oh, just that's a little weird,
but okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. It's kind of shared. It's shared universe, I would assume.
Well, yeah, like, same company.
Because
yeah.
Anthony Mackie was the guy who played Tupac in the first one.
Oh.
Fucking Falcon.
Yeah.
Where he's in the dude. That part of the movie was so weird. I was like, oh, you shot me. They made the beef seem like Biggie just didn't do nothing. Like, I don't know what it's about. I'm not gonna say I know what it's about, but
yeah.
The way it seemed like it's like he just was like, oh, you went in the elevator and you got beat up and you blamed it on me. That sucks. Or you got shot, whatever.
Yeah, no, I never seen that movie. Dude, we're getting wrecked on this capture the flag.
Oh, dude, trying to pay attention and playing and talking about movies. It's definitely a challenge, but I think I'm getting a little better, a little more open.
No, yeah, dude,
it's improving.
That's how I think about it.
Slowly but surely, right? You can't say you're getting better if you're not doing it, right?
Exactly.
That's why I'm glad I even started doing this, because I talked about doing it so long, but I'm actually just, I mean, it's not. It was nothing was holding me back. Okay, nothing's holding me back. Just like All Eyes on Me, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah, I'm so clever with the transitions, man. Silky smooth, but. But yeah, the actor playing Tupac looks just like him. We do, yeah. The Notorious guy is returning. I mean, that's pretty much all I really know about the movie. I mean, it does have the licensed music.
Or is it going to be?
It does
like...
have the licensed music in it. I know that. Oh. It's not going to be one of those whack ass autobiography films where they don't have the license to the music, so you just got to hear some like similar tones in the background.
Exactly.
No concert footage.
Just fucking like the ringtone version of the song. But yeah, so for the next movie, what is it, June 23rd, we got the sequel to the second half trilogy, Transformers 5, right? What is it, The Last Night? I don't know where this story is going to take place.
Uh-oh.
I mean, is it going to be, is still Marky Mark's going to be in it?
Enemy. Yep.
So, yeah, this is like his little saga now. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be about, though.
Oh,
like, when
yeah,
I think about the last movie, I'm like, where did it leave off? Like, you know.
Dude, I've probably seen the beginning of Transformers 4, like, maybe two or three times. And I still don't remember what happens at the end. I'd never make it that far. Like, I can't do it. Once they head over to, like, India or whatever.
Yeah. I did like how, like, you know, Megatron was like reimagined and like he was like a different kind of Decepticon. Like they were like making matter out of fucking like some crazy shit. I was like, damn. Like, you know, when they started making their own Decepticons and shit, I thought that shit was fucking dope.
Programmable matter and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that part was pretty cool.
What the hell is this fool doing?
I have no idea. I just
taking a photo
down
and shit. But
But yeah, Transformers 4, it wasn't too bad.
I don't think it was. Yeah, I don't think
well,
it was that
no,
bad.
Well, actually, it was better than the third one, I can tell you that much. Second one, it was probably, I don't know. Marky Mark, I'm just glad they have a whole new dimension to the movie. Like, forget the whole, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do. You're already off this road. You're off the reservation anyway. You're nothing like anything of the fans want anyway. So just do your own thing. Come up with as many ideas and shove them in there. Hard as you can.
They said they put fucking Dinobots in there, so I don't think we're gonna have that shit. So
do it.
Just do it.
Okay. Do it. Just do it.
But
don't let your babies be drivers.
Right. Are you hyped for that shit? Didn't you say they had a trailer for that? Oh, I still haven't watched it.
Oh yeah. You still haven't? Oh man, I haven't sent you the link. I should have just sent you the link. Part of your job, man.
You know what? I wonder if I'll put that bitch up right now. We'll do a live reaction, bro. Woo!
Oh no, we're really doing that? Hell yeah, we'll do that. You know what? Let's fucking do it. We have to make sure we're watching the same trailer though.
I'll make sure I'm doing a crazy face, and then I'm gonna capture it, and then we're gonna use that as a thumbnail.
There we go.
Make sure you do that. I call it expert marketing.
You know what? Yes, you should do that.
So I have a trailer right here. Is it the official international trailer, or is it just? That's probably.
All right, hold on. You're the group leader, bro.
Huh? What?
You're the group leader.
Why, you want to go to another game mode? You don't want to go to capture the flag?
Oh, no. I thought you were watching the trailer.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm about to find it real quick.
Baby driver.
Trailer. Oh,
so. What, the Sony Pictures one?
Yeah, official entertainment.
Oh, shit. Let me turn this down a bit.
Are you about to watch it?
I'm starting it over right now, just making sure it's low enough. Okay.
Because I got my headphones on, so it's not going to be playback, but you can have it playing in the background. Right. That's cool.
I got to turn it down a bit. All right. That way, I'm not trying to get no copyright in here. All right.
Feature.
One, two,
three.
Shop, let's talk it. Kevin Spacey. Come on. The perimeter trust, 10 a.m. sharp. Boy Electro.
Right.
I got a question, Doc. Why would I believe phones over here heard a goddamn word you said? He ain't even listening.
Baby, the target is an armored truck at Perimeter Trust in Dunwoody, 10 a.m. sharp. The switch car is ready, but you want me to hit the long stay parking structure and get a heist vehicle that stays colder longer? It needs to be ready for an 8:30 start. Questions?
I'm like, I'm trying to see like what the hell is going on. Did he just listen to an iPod the whole movie?
Right. Like, but that driving does look cool. I'm gonna need you behind
the wheel again. One more job and I'm done. The fuck is that dude with the glasses?
Nice stunts.
That old guy?
Kevin Spacey. Why is he listening to music all the time? He had an
accident when he was a kid. Got mental problems? I'm the one who got the mental problems in the crew.
Where's this movie taking place at? Like? Is this take?
That's what I was wondering. It seems like it's got to be around London. I'm assuming. Yeah. I mean, it is Edgar Wright.
True. Don't you catch
feelings? Unless he jumps to me, he could go straight to America, but the only guy has that accent is him. And I'm not doing this
job without you. Your waitress girlfriend. She's cute. Let's keep it that way.
Oh, he got in too deep.
I have to drop again. It's not what I want.
Fell in love, that's what happened. I'm halfway watching off of it.
We are 24 hours from being descended upon by this entire city.
Have you been talking about us?
It's both squirrel and rogue, not that guy.
Again now, I have to end this.
It's like that weird little James Bond kind of thing. Gotcha, of course.
But it works, man.
Yeah. Car scenes too? Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty.
What is that actor from though? The main actor? He's from something that I've seen recently.
He's in. No, I think he was from The Fault in Our Stars. I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that's the guy.
It could be.
I haven't watched the movie. I think he's in something else too. What? Not the Hunger Games movies, but the other ones, the Divergent. Pretty sure.
Yeah,
that's him.
I think that's the one.
Most movies.
Because it has the same freaking actress that's in both of those, like Fault in Our Stars and Fuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Divergent's pretty dope. Shailene Woodley. Seen, I think like the first two. Yeah, I think that's where that dude's from. It's like trying to picture. I mean, it seems cool.
I think his name is like Anson Elgort or something like that. Yeah, I just looked at. I should know, right? I am hyped for this movie because, you know, of course, Edgar Wright. I mean, I haven't seen him make a bad movie. Anything
exactly,
from him,
yeah.
I haven't seen nothing bad. Somebody should show me something bad, just so I don't put him on pedestal. I don't want to do what I did with Christopher Nolan for the longest until... I mean, Interstellar was good, I liked it, but it wasn't a letdown. But I do see people's criticisms, and I totally get it. It's a movie about love, but has no emotion. You know?
Yeah, I still gotta see that shit. Dude, I've been lagging on it.
Oh, see? Yeah, man. See, that's the thing, man.
I've been lagging on that for years.
You don't even want to watch it. It's on Hulu.
I know, it's on my Hulu list.
Just every day. Just it is a long movie, though. I do, like... There are some good, like... scenes in that movie. There's some awesome shots, and I mean, I know it's mostly CG, but still, like, just the imagination, man. And it's not like otherworldly type of stuff, you know. It's like hard book, you know. It's almost like super science. But enough about Interstellar. Let's see, Baby Driver comes out 28th, so that's like a Wednesday, I believe. So it's not coming out like a normal Friday movie, just in case anybody didn't know that. And I think we're on our last movie. We're actually at the very, very end of June.
Oh, yeah, in the June, last movie of June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm legit. And that movie is Despicable Me 3. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yes, I have. I've seen two. There's two different ones out, actually, now.
Oh, okay. I've only seen...
Have you seen this new second one?
I just seen one where they
I'll
like,
let you watch that on your own.
Yeah, the one I seen was just, like, him discovering that he has, like, a fucking brother or some shit. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, you didn't... Oh, it's... So... Maybe I'm thinking the same. Maybe I'm thinking two different trailers then, because I know there's one where like introduced Trey Parker's character.
Whose character?
Trey Parker's character, dude from South Park. He's playing a character. He's playing the villain in this one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, you that was the. I'm pretty sure that was the first little teaser that came out or whatever. It was him. He's like an alien. He's like an '80s villain or whatever. He's pretty cool. I mean, he steals a whole bowl of stuff with just some bubble gum. He walks in, moonwalks and stuff. That's his whole gimmick, I guess.
Yeah.
He got a high top fade with pajama parachute pants and all that stuff. And a mullet.
Damn.
Yeah, he's going hardcore with it.
I don't mind it, but...
But yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just going to be dope. Like, after watching the second one was cool. Like, obviously it wasn't dope as the first one. But I didn't think they were going to make a third one. So I'm like, yeah, at this point, fuck it, keep making them. Why not? Like, they're just going to come up with these crazy-ass stories anyways. But I was like, man, how the hell
right.
Did this boy Gru have a twin brother that he not even know about?
Right. Drew.
Right.
So creative.
Right. The Dominion movie wasn't bad, though. I did like the Dominion movie.
Oh, dude, I loved it. I not loved it, but dude, oh my god, I was cracking. I was cracking up at it. I'm sorry.
Keep it real.
Like,
keep it real. If he was cracking.
I really don't care. I was there dying off that movie, man. Like, yes, you know, the humor's juvenile, or whatever. But there's just some parts of that movie that just have me dying. Like, it's cool to hate the minions and stuff. I get it. Hate the memes. Don't hate the actual minions, man. That might got rid of all my credibility. You might want to unsubscribe or whatever you got to do. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real. There was a couple of jokes that got me in that movie. And if you actually think about the world, it makes it even funnier because if the minions weren't in that cave, they would have been hanging out with Hitler for sure.
Oh yeah,
like,
probably.
That would have been there. They would have been there at in his prime.
They need a fucking evil villain, man.
Exactly. But no, that movie was alright. So I haven't really seen the first one all the way to completion. I've definitely seen the second one multiple times. Not multiple times, but I definitely had that downloaded. So I watched it a couple times.
Oh yeah, the first one was dope. I was hype about Pharrell doing like the score and shit. Cause I even have the fucking soundtrack, the fucking CD of that shit, dude. That shit's fucking banging. Like, it's up there with Nutty Professor fucking soundtrack. You know, that's a classic, Nutty Professor 2.
Oh, dude, that Nutty Professor 2, the clumps. Don't get me started on that. It doesn't matter.
One of the best soundtracks on the planet. But no, that's just pretty dope.
Doesn't matter.
Like I said, number 2 wasn't as like done up as they did the first one, as far as the music is concerned. But number 1 did have Happy, and that was like a little bit before Happy blew up.
And that's what that's what drives me crazy about it. Like, that movie was that not a movie, but that song was really, really old when it started picking up speed. I'm like, how does it qualify for Grammys? Like, just because it's chart, maybe nobody's looking at the blockbusters. Didn't there used to be what? There's Billboard Awards. Okay, I understand it. Maybe for Billboard Awards, old shit come back. Okay, give it that. But for Grammys, what is it? I don't know.
But yeah.
But
who fucking knows? But who knows how they're gonna do the third one? Whatever. They're gonna keep making these goddamn movies, anyways.
Of course, they're never gonna stop.
Yeah, I'm down.
Of course. I mean, Illumination, they make $1 billion per movie, pretty much. So, like, that's pretty much guaranteed money. Steve Carell set forever. I mean, he already was in some respects, but now he's got that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy money, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah, baby. Yeah, he got that animated voiceover money.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Eddie Murphy, man. He just needs to reprise Mushu one time. Because I'm tired
of
Mushu knockoffs. I'm just saying one time, because these Mushu knockoffs are slightly, like, racist, honestly. That's how I feel sometimes whenever I hear, like, somebody trying to be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
It just sounds really... Or trying to be Chris Rock, like the Osmosis Jones cartoon. It sounds like... It just sounds like they're trying to be like, yeah, man, what the hell is going on in there? I'm like, oh, God. This ain't Chris Rock. This is Phil Lamar listening to a sound director say, just put a little bit more into it. He's like this. It's like, oh, man.
Right.
And Phil it's probably usually Phil Lamar every time.
They're like, oh, we
you know
call that one guy. It's like the only one they know. He's like the person that, because they know him, they're not racist. Like, oh, dude. It's like, yeah, we hang out with black voice actors. It's like, of course.
Phil Lamar was the original Key and Peele, dog. For real. Yeah. People forget.
Oh, shit. But.
Even though I mad respect for Phil Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Even though,
sure.
Like, what do you. I understand Samurai Jack is original. I get that. So it doesn't matter who the voice actor is who plays him, comes animation. But, what would that be called, like, in terms, like, you know how people claim whitewashing and all that type of stuff? Mm-hmm. What would it be if you, like, just strictly makes a cast black? Was it urbanizing? Would they change it up instead of saying... Well, they can't say blackwashing.
True. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Making it hip. Urban. Who fucking knows?
Yep, that's probably what it is. Make it urban. Make it diverse. That's what you're doing.
There we go. That's a new word, I forgot.
Perfect. Yes. But yeah, we might have to cut some of that out, but if we don't, hey, who cares? We just ramble for a little bit. We had a little extra time. That was pretty much everything in June. I mean, everybody already knows what's coming out in July. If you don't know what's coming out in July, I can't help you right now. Until the next time you listen to one of our 3.5 episodes, movie previews, the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge, Repop. Mouth's getting a little dry. I'm talking. Anything you wanted to add on there, Christian? Like, did you see anything?
For those first couple months? No, those are pretty much all, man. I didn't see nothing too crazy. And those were kind of... And you already highlighted the ones that I would have added.
Yeah. Does it seem like... It seems like now the later you release a movie, the better, it seems like. Because now there's a lot of good movies coming out in November. And definitely July. August always usually has one little gem in there that you don't think will be good, and then it just comes out of nowhere. And that's how Guardians got to start. That's why it's... I mean, everybody, don't forget, first weekend of May, it's free comic book day, so if you have a local comic book store, they'll be handing out some free comic books. You know, always support the local companies, especially when they're on the verge of being extinct.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll do
in certain areas,
free comic book day episode or some shit. We'll both go out and grab some issues.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Maybe we'll have CFX as a guest or some shit.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about free comics.
We could go all day for that. We could definitely. That would be a nice stack. And it's the same nationwide, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure they send the same comics to every store, regardless.
Yeah, it's like the free comic book edition. Yeah. Like, usually, like the print. So yeah, they should be the same no matter what. No matter where.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Alright, this is Duke Leia. You know, blasting off again.
This is Duke Leia blasting off again. Alright, take it easy, guys. This is Christian Delorme. We'll have the social links at the end of the video are up on the website. Thanks for checking it out. Like I said, this is something to hold you over until we get to episode 4. Just a nice little summer movie, a little preview. Kind of something to keep your eyes open for the next couple of weeks and days.
But Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Smash that motherfucking like button. Isn't that what you're supposed to say now? Isn't that what the kids say?
Yeah, no, I can't keep up. Shake your tail feather. Bye.
Goodbye.